Were you the only chair in taking the ride?
Okay. And you'd say, if you're going to take the baby out in the baby carriage or the baby buggy, you'd say, I'm going to go do what to the baby?
Take him a ride.
Okay. Or if you were just saying, would you ever say, ride him or wheel him or something like that?
Well, I always just said ride him.
Okay. Well, maybe two boys, they're real close together in age, but the younger one, he seems to be, well, more steady, he learns things faster and so forth, he's more of a help to you and things like that, you'd say he's
brighter, I reckon.
Okay. Well, that's really not the thing I was thinking of there. I was thinking of where one would be older, but the other one would be maybe more grown up or something like that. Would you use that word, or what would you call it?
I just wouldn't know.
Suppose you were saying, well, this one is pretty grown up for his age, but this one is more so, and this one is the what?
More brighter, would that be it?
Okay. And if you, well, you got a bunch of grandchildren here, you got two boys and two
girls.
Okay. And a woman who's about to have a child, you say she's what? A woman who's about to have a child is what?
A mother, gonna be a mother or something.
Okay. What else would you say there?
Well, I just wouldn't know how to answer that, just you say.
Well, would you say she's pregnant or she's expecting?
Yes, that's what you'd say. That'd be the right answer. That's a real right answer. She's pregnant.
Okay. What is that the term you would have used most when you were growing up, or would you have said something else? Can you think of any other expressions to say?
No, ma'am.
Okay. That's what I want.
Because when I was coming up, there wasn't nothing like that much ever talked about any. Even at 6 years old, more than I did at 20.
But you would have still had some way of, you wouldn't have used that word probably.
Yeah.
But if a woman was, you know, just about to have a baby, you might have said something about it. What would you have said? Would you say she's going to have a child, or would you say
she's going to be a mother for many days. That's what Jenna said around us, children.
Okay.
Our parents said, well, now she's going to be a mother for many days.
Okay.
Well, we didn't know anything about what that meant, you know, because that's the way they explained it to us.
Well, that's what I wanted, exactly. What would you call a woman who helped to deliver children back when there weren't so many doctors?
Grannies.
Okay. And if a man has a bad temper, maybe his son looks like he's developing a temper just like it, you might say that boy, his father.
Well,
might tell somebody about that. Well, he's going to be
high-tempered like his father, I imagine.
Okay. Suppose his appearance is a lot like his father, what would you say? How would you be telling somebody that?